like, yeah, if I were to set up a PA and start yelling about people, like, you need to convert to science. Like, there are things that we are learning about the world that you need to know.
Yeah, so just prepare to...
It'll be great.
It'll be perfect. Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth.
Whee!
I'm gonna be real with you, and I don't care if I get fined.
That must be Jervis with the shoes on.
That train is off the tracks.
Who doesn't love the bounty kids?
Hitler. Just prepare to, yeah, so, just prepare to, be awash in unbeatable goodness.
Yeah, man, yeah,
we're rolling.
Alright. For selling purposes.
So, we are in, New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the,
I believe you pronounce it Nolens.
I don't. I call it New Orleans.
It's warm, it's sunny, it's on to Beatacon. Did we decide on a number?
We did not. I was thinking about five. That on the way down. Were there some half numbers in there?
Yeah. What we should do this weekend is we should establish. We should, like, retrogradely reestablish which on to Beatacon to which.
So you want to do some revisionist history?
Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to reboot the franchise anyway, so.
Do we pick out younger people to play us?
It's 6.1 miles. Keep right on the east toward New Orleans.
So, we're going to a game tonight.
Indeed, in the Smoothie King Center.
I saw the Smoothie King stand at the mall, or at the whatever.
Nice.
Not the mall, the airport. Just with the mall with the planes.
Yep. Airports are amazing. Every time I fly, I'm like, this is such an amazing feat of human ingenuity.
And they keep getting better.
People complain all the time, right? Like, people hate flying and stuff. But it's actually relatively super efficient.
If you go into it with a good attitude, I think you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
People bring you food and drinks.
Sure.
And you get to sit there.
You're flying in a tin can.
Right. Through the air.
Yeah. Thousands of miles.
And you just end up in another city.
It's pretty dope.
I was in the Midwest this morning.
Yeah, we were in different time zones.
Boom shakalaka.
Count it. Put it on the board. So here we are, Joey.
Yep.
French Quarter.
Yep.
We're a block away from Bourbon Street. I didn't realize we were going to be that close when I booked the hotel. I knew we were going to be in the French Quarter, but I didn't know that I would put you a stone's throw from your certain demise.
And your responsibility for me ended at 10:30, right? 10 o'clock?
Yeah. What did I say? 10 o'clock?
Yeah. 10, I think it's 10 o'clock.
Yep.
10 at Eastern, too, which...
No, I'll give you 10 local.
Okay. It's past 10 local, so I'm on my own.
You have your own room key. So shit gets weird.
We've got some Miller High Lifes.
Cheers.
In a can. The Heritage can.
Is that what they call us?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just got back from watching the Pacers beat the Pelicans.
Yes. We saw a heck of a game.
Sure did.
Well, we saw a heck of a second half, at least. The first half was, I think the boys went out last night.
I think the entire staff had gone out. I think the referees had gone out.
Yep, probably. What's it said? Who is it? Emperor Palpatine's brother?
Palpatine's brother was it.
The best part of the game was that the referees would go through periods where they would blow no whistles, and then...
They blow all the whistles.
And all the whistles for like a 2 minute period.
It almost seemed a little bit like a power struggle between the referees. Like one would call something and then the other one would do a makeup call like immediately.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry. It's like, I'm so sorry for my friend here.
Yeah, totally. What did you think of Smoothie King Arena?
I think for fans of the starters, they might know the phrase, pretty cool, pretty weird.
Pretty cool, pretty weird.
It was pretty cool, and it was pretty weird. It was like the epitome of that.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Like, there was, we had good seats in the lower section there, and the area where, like, the lounge area where, like, concessions and restrooms and stuff like that was like a nightclub. It was awesome.
Yeah. Lots of space, lots of, like, tables to stand at. So, like, for halftime, you just go up there and you just, like, are standing the whole time. And, like, it's great. And, like, it wasn't crowded either. So it was, like, nice. Like, we literally walked out for halftime. There was no line to get another beer. And, although the bathroom, if I would change one thing, the bathroom should be bigger.
It was small.
Yeah. The other weird thing, pretty cool, but pretty weird,
right,
was that the way that you enter the stadium...
That was pretty weird.
...is weird. It's not like a big grand entrance, or at least the entrance that we came into. Maybe we came in the backside or something. But, we're like asking people, we're like, where did we go? They're like, oh, you gotta go through this hallway... Talk to that lady in the jacket. We had to like show our tickets like 8 times to get to the area we were going, which was actually made it seem like even more like VIP kind of thing. It was like, it's like, yes, no, you go this way. And then there was an elevator choice situation there. Like, you know, we were like starting to go up the big elevator and like, no, you go up this other,
for the other people,
smaller elevator that goes to the lower level.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, or escalator.
Right.
I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah, that was you know, you feel important, which everybody needs.
Yep. And then the in-game entertainment, I thought was well, the seats were good. I thought the arena was, you know,
it was nice.
Yeah, it was well made. Right?
Sure.
The scoreboard was a little weird.
It was a little weird.
The Jumbotron thing, but yeah. Other than that, it was like every other NBA game. I thought.
I honestly,
there was fire.
There was fire. There's some smoke.
There were a dance team.
Yep.
There was crazy things on the Jumbotron, like dance cam.
T-shirt cannon. It's mandatory these days.
Yep. There was no kiss cam, as far as I could tell.
There was a dance cam.
Yeah.
Pretty good dancers.
Yeah, the guy that won it, he killed it.
I think one thing Indiana lacks is good dancers on the dance cam. We've had a few. But I tell you, I've been to some of these other ones. With the San Antonio, they were ripping it up.
Sure. Yep. It was a little repressed in Indiana. I mean, it was still, you know, it's a very heavily Protestant-influenced area. Whereas here in New Orleans, it's let the good times roll, man.
We're Catholics, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Catholics know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Because they know... Whatever they do, you just go to confession. It's all good.
Right.
Whatever.
Dear Father, I've danced on a dance camp.
It's like the 30 Rock episode when Tracy Jordan's trying to figure out what religion he should be. Because it would preempt... he said his agent advised him that people look at him wrongly if you take up religion after you go to jail.
Oh.
And so he was like looking at things, and so... I think it was Jack Donaghy was like telling him, he's like that, like Catholicism. I'm Irish Catholic, and Catholicism's great because you can do whatever you want as long as you confess it. You're cool. And Tracy Jordan immediately goes, "I'm Irish Catholic." But that was the other thing about the game was the Pelicans fans, I guess, stand up until they make their first basket.
Yep.
Thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then when they do the anthem, they tell you to put your hand over your heart, not just stand up.
No, they
do even more in
they
New
Orleans. They did request that. I thought with the scene though was kind of cool because it was I'm one of the I'm your curmudgeon.
Sure.
I don't like your you know, your excitement.
you don't like to celebrate things.
No.
doesn't need to be celebrated.
And it was tamer than, like, the Chicago, and even San Antonio was, like, loud and dancey, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Your mascots had their antics. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy I got the souvenir after the game.
Oh, yeah, you got a sweet one.
You got
a stuffed Pelly.
I don't know if we got
Pierre.
Oh, Pierre. Pierre the Pelican.
Yeah.
You got a little stuffed Pelican. I didn't figure out what to do with that guy.
They had lots of pretty cool, pretty weird stuff in the old gift shop there.
They had the, Comic-Con's going on.
Oh, yeah, Comic-Con is going on. It was Comic-Con night. There's little kids in front of us dressed up as Captain America.
Yep. Cheerleaders were dressed up as pairs of...
It really was pairs of... It was Batman.
Yep.
There were two Batmans, two yep. Robins, two Supermans.
Right.
I stopped paying attention after that.
Yeah.
What else did we got?
We got a poster.
Oh, we did get a poster.
Yeah.
A cartoon.
It's a, like, Comic-Con
themed.
Yeah. It's like the starting five.
Sure.
But I was happy. The Pacers pulled out the close win. They got a little grit. You know, the Pelicans are not having a good year, and you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, mm-hmm. as well as the teams you're not supposed to beat.
Yep.
So if they just won all of those games, I'd be happy.
If they were the Warriors, then you'd be happy.
No.
You'd be... Wish they were... Had not dropped those two games.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing we've observed is everybody that we've interacted with directly has been very nice.
Super nice.
Yeah. Like, for no reason. Just chatting it up. Saying hey. No one's even taunting us for our Pacer stuff.
No. The worst thing that people say is, ooh, Pacer fans. But it wasn't even like they were like talking shit. They're just like genuinely astounded that like there's Pacer fans here. Because there were not many.
No.
There were probably 10, I think we saw.
Yeah, probably.
15, maybe.
Yeah. There may have been some. It wasn't that.
We met relatives of Paul George, though.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. We had a couple people behind us, and then one other guy wearing a Reggie jersey.
Yeah. There were a couple people over to the left and Hickory stuff, but... Yeah. What else did we do? The other nice thing about sitting down low is that you could see interactions with the players. My favorite player interaction thing. So they announced the starting five. Everybody takes their warm-ups off. You know, usually I just throw them over there. Let the ball guys deal with it. But LaVoy Allen, he's taking his stuff off, and Jordan Hill standing next to him is like, hey, you know, take that from me. And he, like, folded it up and then gave it to the ball guys. I was like, that's a nice... Jordan Hill is going way up on my list. Ooh,
Is he nearing the range of the top 25?
I don't know, man. He's getting there. If he plays a game with his man bun Ooh. On top of his head...
Is that legal?
He'll go way up there. Why would it not be legal? Is that like showing up the referee or something? I have more hair than you. Check it out.
Listen, some of us are sensitive about that.
Fair enough.
No, that was pretty cool. And I tell you what, Joe Young is fun to watch basically all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
anytime. He always has a little smirk on his face. He always seems like a happy guy.
Yep.
And players seem to like him.
He was like joking around with the ball boys and stuff. And like, that was cool. There definitely was throughout the game, like, it's not a basketball town at right. all. Like, their team was, the fans were not tuned in to, like...
Well, what I think comes along with that sometimes is you have some people who are just there because it's something to do.
Sure.
But then you have the people who are basketball fans in a non-basketball town, and those people know what's up.
Sure.
Because I definitely noticed that there was, like, a high percentage of the people there were wearing, like, Pelican stuff. It sure. wasn't just, like, random shirts. Like, usually yeah. when I go to the Pacer game, I'm just wearing whatever I had on.
Sure.
So, it's usually pretty racy, but...
A lot of sequins.
I tell you what, man, the gift shop had a bunch of cool stuff. I was not the target for a lot of these things.
Sequins are popular.
This had, there was a bag. It was camouflage and it had sequins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was pretty impressed.
Yep.
And by far the most branded socks I've ever seen in my life.
So many versions of socks and scarves.
A lot of scarves. A lot of socks.
Yeah. I wish I was a Pelicans fan. I would have bought some socks. But
you have
that's
feet.
Like a thing I would buy and then never wear.
That's true.
Although they are nice socks. I probably wouldn't wear them. I don't know. Let's go back.
They'd probably let us back in.
I could have got those Anthony Davis socks or something. That would have been dope.
I like that. So Anthony Davis is clearly their big star. And most of the things had the Pelicans version.
Yeah.
And so you could buy like the little, you know, fun little backboard with, you know, the office Papa Shot thing.
Yep.
The Pelicans one and then the Anthony Davis one.
Yep.
Who wants one with just a player on there?
Fans of Anthony Davis. They don't have those in the Pacers gift shop? The Paul George?
I don't think so.
They should get them.
The Pacers are bigger than Paul George.
The other thing that the Pelicans had were they had awesome versions of hats.
Oh, they had some cool hats.
They're like, yeah. They had the fuzzy ones.
They had a lot of
hats. They had the ones that were like velvet-ish.
They had a bunch of crappy ones too.
They had that one that was like, it was a print of a forest in the fall.
Inexplicable.
And then the Pelicans logo. What the fuck is going on with that?
Well, there's a lot of alcohol in the city.
But what? But the fall, I don't understand. Is there like fall foliage? Is that a thing in New Orleans?
It's apparent foliage.
Foliage. It's a flurriage.
Flurriage.
Like a flurdily. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Thanks. Yeah, overall, grade-wise, I would give it like a B. Solid B.
Which one? The entire experience?
The entire experience.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that, you know, we're now starting to accumulate...
We can compare them, I
guess. ...arena experiences, right? And it's definitely...
Fieldhouse
is still way up there for me. But this one was... And I would say that... Like, the Fieldhouse, the San Antonio...
Yeah.
What is it? The AT&T Center?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
That was a nice experience, I thought.
Yeah, they had a fun... Like, the San Antonio had a bunch of events and stuff like that inside. Mm-hmm. And New Orleans is warmer, so they had some of that stuff outside.
Yeah.
But which would have been... If we had been at the arena earlier... But unless that was, like, for kids.
Yeah.
You know, they had a bouncy, like a bouncy castle, but I couldn't bounce.
Yep.
You know, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty good at it.
I don't know. You never really had hops. You couldn't really have.
That's why
the
bouncy castle is where I can show off my skills.
Yeah. I would say this was like on par with like you didn't get to go, but the Miami arena was like similar. It was like kind of clubbish.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans weren't, like... Their fans are better than the New Orleans fans, but, like... Also, like... They don't show up until the third quarter and stuff like that. In the arena, you know, had some flavor and character and stuff like that, but they, like... For instance, they're not real big into history in Miami. Like, when we went there, we were like, where are the trophy? We, you know...
Yeah.
Let's see the Larry O'Briens, man, you know? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, I think they're at some other event or something. And, like, they, like, weren't in the building. They didn't have a clear display case. And I was like, what are you going to do? Like...
That's what you play the game
for. Isn't that what this whole monument is built for? Like, to get those things?
That is one thing that's great. So there were some of that in New Orleans... we saw right when we walked in.
Yeah.
We saw some
they
of
had a nice little history.
The New Orleans Buccaneers was a professional team apparently at some point.
Yep.
And there's of course the stuff with the Hornets and all that.
The Jazz
and all that fun stuff. But the Buccaneers, I didn't know about them. So
I didn't know about them either.
No. So I'm
were they an ABA team or something?
I don't know.
We just breezed by that.
Yeah,
that black
there's a lot of stuff going on.
We were running a little bit late too, so we wanted to get to our seats and, you know, sing the national anthem. Pride.
But that's the field house. You could spend a long time doing that. There's so much stuff in there. I do that still. Like, I still go and look at the displays. There's a cool Reggie. There's one just for Reggie, and just like, you know.
Well, and then even like, yeah, they have like on the walls, they have the like those newspaper headlines, like just kind of
plastered. And all the team photos from all the years.
It's crazy.
I'm getting homesick.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I liked it. It was a good experience. And I'm looking forward to, so we're going to go, we got to meet, randomly Nico's coming into town. So we're going to meet up with him and one of his buddies or something.
Potentially.
Here in the quarter. Oh, an Australian guy? We're going to have fun tonight. It's going to be great. It's going to be pretty cool. Pretty weird.
Pretty weird.
And then tomorrow we're going to drive to Houston. Yep. And hang out in Houston for a day or so.
Yep.
And hopefully get a win against the Rockets.
I'm excited for some Torchy tacos.
Nice.
I don't know much about Houston except...
Vietnamese food, apparently. Off the chain!
So, we've entered Texas airspace on the ground, though.
Yeah, I guess it's technically we're in the air, too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, we've left New Orleans. NOLA.
Yep.
Nolans. It's got a lot of names.
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah. We're nearing Houston. What are you looking for out of the game tomorrow against the Rockets?
Looking for another win. Looking for at least some better shooting. I thought offensively it was kind of a tough game to watch in New Orleans, but I don't think the Rockets play as good a defense, so we have a good chance to score more points.
Are we looking for a little Harden Ole style?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. I got a dangerous drinking game opportunity.
Oh, no.
You can drink every time James Harden is lazy on defense.
Oh.
We could split it up. One person could do the PG complaining about the fouls thing, and one person could do James Harden's Ole defense.
I did get to at least take one drink last night at the game when PG was complaining.
Yep.
And it was outrageous. He fouled the hell out of whoever that was.
Yep. He was in foul trouble the whole game.
Yeah, he was. That was kind of unfortunate. And not that the whole game was like that, but there's...
Yeah.
Monte Ellis, I think, was in trouble a lot as well.
Yep. That's okay, though. He has it all. what do you get the guy that has it all? Trouble, I guess.
Yeah. Looking for another win. That would be great to get on the road.
Well, that would make us, so right now we've already guaranteed at least a 500 road trip, right?
Yeah.
And arguably we should be 3-0 on this little road trip. The Miami game is unfortunate, but yeah, get a 3-1 if we win this one.
Like I've said for a long time, when the team is playing badly and they're still winning games, I like that.
Yep.
Because it takes grit to grind.
Yep. Yeah, so what were your thoughts on the Tiger Cafe? That's been the highlight of the road trip.
Oh, man. Tiger Cafe, Tiger Gas Station, SaveTony.com, by the way.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of the place.
Okay.
Capitalization was outrageous.
Indeed.
So I guess what it is, it's a gas station / truck stop.
Truck stop, yeah.
And
with a live tiger.
It's a live tiger. It's a private zoo, they call it.
And it's not just roaming around. It's like
He's in a cage. He's got a little habitat.
Decent. Would you say it was like 50 by 20 feet or something?
Yeah, it was bigger than I thought it was going to be, but just one tiger by himself.
Yep.
That kind of bummed me out.
Yep.
But it was interesting that the, I guess it, the place was interesting, yep, for sure. That the signage, there's, you know, the placards and whatnot, they're all very defensive, and they reference the Constitution several times.
Yeah, it was weird.
So I went in knowing nothing, and then I come out knowing that their rights are under attack.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And
apparently they're in extensive litigation.
Yeah.
Constantly.
From the vegetarians who are coming after them.
Yeah. And the other thing that I didn't know, which you being a vegetarian, I thought you would inform me, is that vegetarians want there to be no meat in the world.
Hmm.
Or nobody to eat meat.
I did not know that.
Which I think that's a weird stance for vegetarians to have. And I, frankly, I'm with the tiger people on this one. I think you guys are assholes. You should,
It's like I'm trying to take away your guns, too.
You should let them eat their steak with their knife guns, their fork guns.
Listen, buddy, we just saw a knife gun this morning.
We did see a knife gun this morning, that's right. It was Civil War era, I think,
like,
right?
Like Spanish War, I don't know, like 1800s maybe?
Yeah, I think it was,
But it was like a pistol.
Maybe slightly earlier.
It was like if it was a bayonet, like, but it was a pistol. I just had like a knife right in the middle of the double barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him the old student shooting stab, right?
Yep, the old stab and shoot.
So anyway, I'm not trying to take away your knife guns.
No. Also, all of the signage, literally every word was capitalized.
Well, I thought that showed their, like, the intensity and the seriousness of the issue.
Exactly. Because that's a lot of effort to capitalize every word.
You gotta hold down the shift key way more times.
I mean, it wasn't like all caps, right?
Right, right.
You know, like, that's easy. You just hit caps lock and you...
Any old schlub can hit the caps lock.
You type yell.
Right.
That's what caps lock is.
Right? Yeah. This is a controlled yell.
Yeah, exactly. And the other, my other favorite sentence was, they did have a little plaque that was sort of a fun facts about tigers in captivity or something. And they said, though tigers are beautiful, they can be dangerous to their prey.
They can be.
Which I thought that was just a weird way to phrase the fact that they are killing machines.
Like, it can't be beautiful and deadly.
No.
And the prey knows. The prey never thought that thing was beautiful. You know?
Not at all. So that was interesting. So given the... We were going to stop there and eat, because supposedly the cafe is world famous.
Right.
According to the billboards. But I personally was afraid for your safety when you were going to ask for vegetarian options on the menu.
Yeah. I didn't want to incite a riot, so...
Yeah. It was not going to be good.
I was just going to eat some food.
Yeah.
So we didn't get there. Some good Mexican food instead. Nope.
Things in this town are so far away from one another.
What's up?
This place is like, on the map, you're like, oh, that's super close, but it's like a mile and a half away.
That's Houston, man.
It's the length of it.
So we just finished the game. We're out. We exited through the gift shop. On the way out.
Got some sweet Hakeem Olajuwon socks.
I'm jealous of your socks. The Kenny Smith and the Hakeem Olajuwon socks. And they're like, these are the best graphics I've ever seen on socks. Mm-hmm. Their sock technology is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
We have much to learn. We also just watched the Pacers lose in overtime.
Bah!
Ugh. The Pacers had won, or they were at the lead for almost the entire game. In the second half, at least. The most important half, if you ask me. But they were not able to seal the deal.
Yeah, it's the second most important third of the game.
Though, I agree.
If it goes to overtime.
Yeah.
And then overtime is pretty important. And even in overtime, we had a lead for like the first 3 minutes of overtime.
We like made them call a timeout because we were so dominant. There was a strange Monta Ellis turnover,
which I'm sure the NBA will issue an apology for tomorrow. Even though it got sent to Secaucus for review.
It was sent to Secaucus. Secaucus says Houston ball. But I think there's a strong Houston bias in Secaucus, from what I can tell.
Yep.
With no confirmation of that at all. But pretty bummed. The Pacers had looked great in the second half. You know, again, slow start, but again, picked it up in the second half. But unlike New Orleans,
wow.
Just saw some dude's butt. There was a piggyback ride across the street, and the girl tried to pull down the piggyback.
Piggyback E
would be the rider.
No, the piggyback E would be the carrier.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Oh, the carrier would be the
piggyback E. If you piggyback onto something else, you're the piggybacker. That means you're jumping onto somebody else's back. Right? And the person off whom you're piggybacking is the piggybacky.
Okay.
That's how I think about it. I mean, that's how I learned in school. I don't know how they taught you at Roncalli, but...
We spent less time talking about piggybacking.
At Browderville, it's like, this is the only way you're going to make it ahead.
We took religion class instead of that. So I learned about the Bible. Very little bit.
I feel like there's a whole chapter in
it's Leviticus, right?
Yeah, Leviticus, there's a lot of piggybacking going on.
I mean, anyway.
I tell you what the difference, though, was between the Pacers being able to close out the game in New Orleans and not close out the game in Houston is I thought that the crowds were significantly different. The Houston crowd being way better.
Well, hey, you say way better, but I also... They were way louder.
Yeah.
But we're weirdly leaving it like the entirety of the fourth quarter and overtime.
Yeah.
They were walking out and over in droves.
Yep. What is this called?
Chelada. Bud Light and Clamato.
Gelada.
Do not shake.
With salt and lime.
Yeah, why not?
The perfect combination. You think they put seasoning in there?
A specific kind of seasoning or just seasoning?
Seasoning. The
seasoning.
The thing that improves the taste.
Oh. Taste improver?
Best diffused by MMM/YYYYY.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh, that's not good. It's a perfect end to a perfect evening.
I had a good time.
On Pacers basketball.
Are we recording? Oh, yeah. We're recording. Okay.
Yeah, of course. I had a good time, too.
Yeah. Oh, I see. It's a perfect end to the perfect evening of Pacers basketball.
Exactly. Yeah. So we should recap the in-arena experience.
Yeah.
How would you grade that?
A lot of tall people.
You mean besides on the basketball court? Just in general, the city of Houston has a lot of tall people.
But at least in the arena, it was a lot of tall people.
Okay.
That was definitely something I noticed.
The arena itself was kind of bland, I thought.
I don't think that was a bad thing, but...
No, not necessarily. I mean, they had, like, weird DJs everywhere.
They had, like, multiple DJs. And, like, real loud, too.
Hella Toyota trucks, like, the actual, like, products.
Right.
Like, on display.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Which I guess makes sense.
It's a Toyota Center.
But we were in the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. I didn't see Smoothie Kings everywhere.
No. That's true.
Interestingly, where we were sitting were hella Pacer fans.
Yeah, it was pretty great. There were Pacer fans everywhere.
Some of them may have been friends and family, I think, maybe. Saw some bedazzled Miles Turner jersey.
Oh, the bedazzled Miles Turner jersey was definitely the highlight.
Yeah.
We also ran into this guy that was wearing a Joe Young jersey.
Yep.
And then, am I mistaken that we ran into another Pacer fan who was like, said that that was Joe Young's brother or something?
That's what he said.
Or related to him?
He said it was his brother.
That dude is like better than Joe Young or something.
That's what was said by an unknown man wearing a Pacers shirt.
So you heard it here, Pacer fans.
Yeah.
The next phenom, we met him.
Yeah.
I said, hey, go Pacers. He was like, all right, weird guy, and then just kind of walked away, which I thought was an odd reaction. But I guess that would make sense if he's not an actual Pacers fan. He's just there to
support his brother.
Like, support his brother. Yeah.
So we're drinking Bud Light and Clamato Chelada.
It's like a really bad Bloody Mary.
And what you could do if you wanted to was blend beer and Clamato, and that would be better than this. I don't know what they did to mess this up.
Wait, I don't know. What is your... You're saying the Bud Light's not beer, so if you had actual beer, it would be better?
I don't feel like it's not exactly what it says on here. It tastes worse than it says it should be.
Okay.
It also says one extra ounce right there.
Yeah, because it's a double can, but they just threw in the 25th ounce for free.
Is that... I want to see stats on, like, how many people were swayed by that. They were on the fence. They were holding this in one hand and holding something else. And they're like, oh, it's one extra ounce of half of Bud Light and half tomato juice.
Which I bet the average human being couldn't even come close to guesstimating how much an ounce... Like, if you had an array of cups that were of sizes...
An ounce? Oh.
Half ounce to 3 ounces to 5 ounces. But you did. They weren't labeled. And you had to pick which one was an ounce. Do you think you could do it out of a lineup? Like in a...
Well, like a shot glass, I think, was... That's an ounce, right?
No, I think a shot glass is an ounce and a half.
An ounce and a half, isn't it? I don't know. Well, I don't know that I've ever taken a shot that small before.
What other impressions? I mean, don't come to Houston, I think, is my take-home message. I mean, the places that we went were cool. Like, we had a great dinner last night.
Yeah.
We
Huey, that place was great.
Shout out to Huey's.
That, it was a Vietnamese...
tavern.
Like, tavern, and with, like, great Vietnamese food and great beer. Yep. The atmosphere was cool. People seemed cool. Like, I got no beef with that place. Was great,
but it was like weirdly. It was like an oasis in an island, in a desert of
nothingness.
Of nothingness, yeah, around it. And then similar is true. And then we got a recommendation. Shout out to
Jay Waller.
Jay Waller Jr. Not the third Jr.
Right.
Told us to go to Torchy's Tacos. Was off the hook, Torchy's Tacos.
Delicious.
And then we went to Midtown after the game. To the Dogwood.
Dogwood, I think it's right.
Yeah, which was cool. Totally cool place. There's like a few, maybe like a cluster of 4 to 5 bars/eateries there.
The Doghouse was there. Was adjacent.
Right. There's a weird liquor store called Specs. Again, like an island, it was like an oasis in a desert of nothingness around it. Like, it's like housing centered around like commercial districts,
right.
Which I guess is how a lot of cities are constructed. But it just seemed weird to me. It's like not a walkable lifestyle. Like, you have to have a car and you have to be on highways.
Oh yeah,
for a long time.
Yeah,
and in fact, if you miss your exit on a highway, often you are like.
Goodbye.
It's not like take the next exit and then backtrack on surface streets. It's like, no, you got to get off the highway and do a U-turn to get back on the highway.
Right.
to then take another U-turn to get back on the highway to then get off on the correct exit.
That was just as punishment, an extra U-turn.
That was how Google guided us. That was weird.
No, we just said no. No more, Google.
That's right. We disobeyed.
We still got there.
And I think it worked for us.
I think so.
So, also, I don't know. I would, you know, also, I was saying to you earlier. Oh, go ahead.
No, the ride from the last ride back to the hotel with the drag racing on the highway. We were not involved.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
We don't want to be involved. What? Nope. What the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was like four lanes of traffic slowing down so they could drag race on the highway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. You described it perfectly. It's exactly what we saw.
It's not going to make more sense if we talk about it more.
And also, it was 11 o'clock on a Sunday, and there were so many cars on the road.
What were you doing? Go home. Go home.
They're probably already commuting to work for tomorrow.
That's true. Traffic is pretty terrible.
Like, you, yeah, if you work across town.
Right. If you have to open.
You got to wake up at 11 o'clock the night before to.
That's true. If you got to be at work early, if you open the place where you work, you probably, 11 p.m. seems about right.
Oh, man.
Maybe they drag race out of anger.
Yeah. I thought the in-arena experience, though, took it back to the basketball, because let's not, I mean, I don't want to disparage an entire city. But the in-game experience I thought was pretty solid.
Yeah,
I thought the fans were good. They were clued in. They cheered loudly. They knew they were never out of the game. Clutch the Bear.
Yeah.
Great mascot.
Oh, man.
You Clutch. Love Clutch. You
Clutch got is a great.
Thing.
I got a Clutch. Doll isn't the right word.
Idol.
An idol would be correct. Mm-hmm. And then I got actually a little idol as well.
Which was the love child, I think, of Clutch and some other mascot that we don't know.
Right.
Maybe a red panda somewhere.
Clutch was
maybe,
pretty
maybe
cool.
The Guangdong Dragons.
Those Guangdong mascot. Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Even better. That works even better.
Clutch was pretty great. And Clutch Jr., I don't know what they call him, Baby Clutch.
Baby Clutch was adorable.
It was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Baby Race was great.
There was a baby race.
I was really happy. We got to tweet. You tweeted, and then the winner of the, I guess the father of the winning baby found your tweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we got to say congratulations.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, what else? I mean, the halftime show blew, but.
What? Oh, it was like a big line dance.
It was like a large line dance of people that weren't good at dancing, so. I mean, they were fine.
What line dance would impress
Sorry.
You?
Sorry, no. I'm just angry because we lost the game. Sorry, that's... just any bitterness that's in this this piece of tape, just take it away. I'm
I'd
just
like
angry
all,
that we lost the
all
game.
Bitterness stricken from the record.
Yeah, exactly. What else was there? Oh. The PA guy.
PA guy was impressive.
The PA guy's voice was on point. I would describe it as an intish version of
Eeyore.
Of Eeyore.
Right.
Well, at least when he's saying the Pacers' names.
Okay.
He had a little, much more energy when the Rockets were saying. yeah.
Yeah, he would suck the energy right out of the...
Paul... George.
But his voice was so good that it didn't sound as bad as I think he wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that's like.
Rub it in, why don't you?
Oh, no. No, he was very interesting. You know, the PA guys are all across the board. I think you heard it, like, when they would make a three-pointer, it was like, for three.
Yeah, the echoes on the threes were cool.
That was
pretty cool. Yeah, I would say this. They present the game well.
Yeah.
There, I thought the stadium is it's at the same time cavernous and intimate somehow. Like I felt like it's a gigantic arena. I thought, and it's really built for those suites. Like they have a double decker suites in the middle. But it's also intimate. Like, you feel like you're close to the action, and it gets loud in there, for sure.
And that wasn't just us.
No. Our section got pretty loud, though. But then we had to be quiet at the end, which kind of blew. What are you going to do?
We had that.
We totally had that. We should be 4-0 on this road trip. We've lost our last three trips, three times we've gone to overtime.
Yeah.
L's. In games that we should have won, all of those games.
What was the stat? Houston was like, they won their last 11. They won
11 straight overtime games. Yeah.
Hence Clutch City, baby.
Yep.
Clutch City was everywhere. That was...
Mm-hmm.
They definitely...
You know, I think I figured out why they're Clutch City, though. So they drive so much. Everybody's clutch goes out at some point. So they're constantly buying new clutches.
That makes sense. Well, we should open up a transmission shop here.
If you want to print money for the rest of your life, do that in Houston. You're good to go. All right. Well, you want
to... I don't know. What else?
Tie a bow on this?
Yeah. I don't... It was...
I would say overall an excellent undefeated account. I mean, yeah, I wish that Harper and Colson could have, shared it with us, but... You got to see Bourbon Street.
I did.
We got a special guest appearance from Nico.
Yeah, Nico showed up, which was crazy.
That was crazy.
Shout out to Facebook.com.
Yeah.
Facebook got us together.
Connecting people since 2004-ish?
Yeah, sure.
And then we got some decent weather, and which was always a side goal of the Undefeated Cons is to get some warm weather. And again we go 1-1 on an undefeated con.
We're now
3-3.
That's standard protocol.
But if you win all your undefeated con, if you go 500 on the road in your undefeated cons and you win your home undefeated cons,
oh yeah,
that's the recipe for a title.
Dan Burke's always talking about that.
Exactly.
You won't shut up about undefeated cons.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, cheers again.
Yep.
To undefeated con.
Chilada to you.
Five. Colada's up.
Colada's up.
Let's do this again sometime soon.
Not with colada, though.
No.
You know what happens when I fly? I always get tomato juice when I fly. I don't know why. I like tomato juice. It's never something I would ever buy. I never drink it at home.
Mm.
I'm not a huge Bloody Mary fan, but I just like tomato juice. I like tomato juice, and that's a place I know they always have it. I feel like it's kind of good for you compared to soda or something like that. So I just get that. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm going to fly tomorrow. I like beer.
You're going to preload tomato juice.
So I got that.
That's interesting. I would have picked you for a whiskey guy on flights.
I don't like to drink much on the plane.
Okay.
Because it dehydrates me. And
me neither. I know.
I have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a window seat, too.
I always just send one to the pilot. It's just a courtesy.
It's only the right thing to do. I mean... They're taking you.
You gotta live in a civilized society here.
Taking you in a metal can across the country.
That's a nerve wracking thing. I mean, you need something to calm that down for you.
It's only polite.
Oh man.
Napa know-how. A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.